Remember when they had the United Supermarket there, and I think it was called, wasn't it called Winchester Square at 50th in Indiana? Mm-hmm. I was freezing my butt off at You Can Share Food Drive many moons ago when this was happening. This was before the transplantation of the windmill. And lo and behold, there was a gentleman there that got lucky. All of a sudden, we hear the screaming erupting from the trailer. The door flies open. What's the problem? I'm thinking that the commode stopped up. He won the lottery. He won the lottery.
How exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, co-chair of the You Can Share Food Drive, put your hands together for Kyle Rogers.
Hey, Kyle. How are you?
That was Kyle, and he had split a lottery ticket and just bought a lottery ticket. And $3,000, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, something around that.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't the big lottery.
But it
was nonetheless more than I had in my pocket at the time.
I don't think that I've ever won any. I haven't even won a dollar in the lottery.
You said you matched 5 out of 6 numbers.
Yeah, the first 5, that was back when the lottery was still new, and people actually watched it, watched the little numbers roll across the screen. And so we were, of course, sitting in the trailer, as you say, and we were watching it, and the first 5 numbers that rolled across the screen, we had.
Yeah.
And the 6th number was like the number 5, and we needed 10 or something. I mean, it was crazy.
Wow.
When those numbers were rolling across the screen, he was thinking, how am I going to strangle this person?
No, I would have gladly, it was $10 million if we won the big one. I would have gladly split it with her.
You'd think matching 5 out of 6, you'd get more than $3,000.
Yeah, I guess not many people played that night.
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay, anyway, You Can Share Food Drive pays off for a lot of people in a lot of different ways. Now, back then you were a volunteer, now a co-chair of the event. Mm-hmm. And, of course, this is going to be the first year without Skip, right?
It is, absolutely. We lost Skip earlier this year, and Skip Watson.
Yeah,
that's Skip Watson. And he got it all started for us 31 years. This is our 31st drive. And so 31 years ago, Skip is the one who got it all started. And it's been blowing and going ever since. So we owe it all to him.
So the You Can Share Food Drive actually kicks off today, and base camp is at United Supermarket, 82nd and Frankfurt Avenue, but a little bit different twist today, or this year.
This year. Yeah, we wanted to just kind of, after 31 years, you kind of need maybe a little change of pace or something. So, this year we wanted to kind of get a neighborhood feel to it. So we're going to have, each day is going to be a different location. We'll still have, as you said, our main location at 82nd Frankfurt, where you can come by anytime from 7 o'clock in the morning to 10:30 at night and drop off canned goods or money, and there will be somebody there. But then as far as the actual TV coverage and the kids that come out and bring their food from the schools, we're going to handle that in some neighborhood locations. For instance, today is at 82nd in Boston at the United Supermarkets there.
Okay.
Tell us about the need for help this year. Are we seeing more and more people that are in need?
Well, the South Plains Food Bank, this year our goal is 300,000 pounds of food and $125,000 in cash. So, and that is equivalent, if we get $125,000, that's equivalent to 500,000 meals.
Ooh.
We can turn that into 500,000 meals, which is an awesome thing. And as far as the need, yes, the need is greater. We're starting to see more people at the food bank that we haven't seen before because of job situations and that kind of thing, who may have been laid off or lost a job and just aren't able to get back up on their feet just yet. And so they need some help. And that's what we're there for. And that's why we need the food and we need the cash to turn it into meals. And the kids, it's so important for the kids, to get fed, because, we hear teachers tell us all the time that they have a kid in their class who's not performing well or, lethargic throughout the day and come to find out, child hadn't eaten since he left school yesterday.
Right.
And so that's tough. So, we got to get out there and find those kids. And when we do, we've got to have the resources, necessary to help them out.
Absolutely.
One of the things that I would like to do is encourage you to, as you're in United Supermarket, just shopping, go ahead and pick something extra up that you can make a donation with. But while you're there, more just as important as making your food donation, you see a member of management walking around one of those locations. Just tell them that you really appreciate United Supermarket over the years and, you know, going out of the way and hosting this, because they do incur great expense doing this stuff, and they have given back a lot to the community.
Oh, absolutely. We couldn't do this to the magnitude that we do it without United Supermarkets. I mean, they are they're an excellent partner with us, and they bend over backwards to make sure we have everything we need, not just this week, but because they help us out a lot throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
this week especially, they give us their parking lots, and they give us their trailers, and they put some things on special in the store to help help people buy things for us. And they do the roundup. You can, when you go to the cash register at the store this week, the checker should ask you, and if they don't, you volunteer it. They do a roundup where you can round up, like say your bill's $5.53, and they'll ask you if you want to round up to $6 or whatever. You can round up to whatever you'd like to round up
right
to, but you can round up to the next dollar, and then that amount, that difference, will go to the food bank.
Great.
Yeah, and I know in the past when they've done stuff like that, you would be surprised at how much money it actually raises.
It adds up.
And United will match what is raised through the scan. It's called a scan tag promotion. Mm-hmm. United will match up to $7,500 through the scan tag promotion. I believe last year, with that alone, we raised nearly $25,000, I want to
say.
Wow. Just through that.
Wow, that's nice.
Absolutely.
Kyle Rogers, co-chair of the You Can Share Food Drive. Thanks for coming in today and sharing with us.
Absolutely.
Appreciate your time and all the effort that you've had.
Well,
over the years.
We appreciate y'all. Our radio partners are big to us throughout this week, and we appreciate y'all as well, and want to just ask everybody to come out and help out.